Well, we're about to get this game underway here. Jake Charles standing over the ball. Luke Griffiths also in the centre circle. SC United attacking the SMRE in the first half, having lost the coin toss. Morpeth Town wearing their blue away kit. FC United wearing their traditional home kit of red, white and black. And we're off and running here at Broadhurst Park. Appeals for handball there against the Morpeth player, but play continues, and it continues with Matt Kane on the right-hand side, crosses this ball in, but charged down there by Turner. And, well, an early corner, Paul. Not even had 20 seconds yet.
It bounced off the corner post very kindly for us.
Well, corner ball to SC United very early on in this contest. Luke Griffiths walking over to take this corner from the corner of the main stand and the SMRE. Decent crowd here this afternoon for this Northern Premier League encounter. Nearly everyone in the 6-yard box for this corner. Luke Griffiths on his right foot, going to be an outswinger. In it comes from the right hand side. Who's going to get to it? There's Palinkas! And Palinkas scores! Well, this is a great start to this game. We've not even played a minute here at Broadhurst Park. A corner in from the right. There was Jan Palinkas. He had time to control it, and then he smashed it into the bottom corner. FC United 1-0 up, Paul. What a start.
Well, I was wondering, without Jeff Henderson at the back, who's their linchpin, the big man, how they were going to cope today. And that corner sailed right across to the far post, and Palinkas, unchallenged, was able to control it and fire it in. And Morpeth do look at sixes and sevens already.
Throwing down the line. Header one there by Munro. Donoghue, McLaughlin, cleared. Palinkas covering. Back it goes to Boys. Pat Boys in the FC United goal. Hodgson trying to press, and that's a loose pass there. And lack of concentration from FC United. And a shot comes in from Vinny Steels. And that was a big mistake at the back there. Just a loose pass from Charlie Oliver. Capitalised upon by Vinny Steels. And FC United have let Morpeth back into this game. 9 minutes played.
Well, you can't legislate for individual mistakes like that.
Throw in taken. Miller gets the ball back on this near touchline. Plays it down the line to Steels. Steels to the corner of FC United's penalty area. Hodgson back to Steels, but here comes Max Kane. Max Kane now. Good ball to find Hall. Hall bringing the ball over the halfway line. Now he's pulled back. Play continues. Here's Morris. Morris now down the left-hand side. Two blue shirts in front of him. Puts it on his right foot. Leaves it for Donoghue. Donoghue back to Hall on the left-hand side. Cross comes in. Morpeth defended that well. They positioned themselves really well in the penalty area there. Good control along the halfway line again to Oliver. FC United looking for an area to move into here inside Morpeth's half. Here's Hall, crosses the ball in, headed clear there by Roomwell. It's a good header and Robson could clear it, but only as far as Griffiths. Griffiths square to Munro. Munro get this ball to McLaughlin. McLaughlin makes the run right hand side of the penalty area. Deck McLaughlin crosses the ball in towards the back post area. Donoghue was almost there, but it's well cleared. Good defending from Robson, the right back. Here comes Griffiths. Griffiths with this corner ball towards near post, flicked on there by Munro over the bar. Goal kick. So corner to SC United, this time from their left hand side. Luke Griffiths standing over the ball. Morris is coming over for a short one, as is Donoghue. They're being accompanied by two Morpeth players. Morrison, Donoghue and Griffiths all around this ball at the moment. It's taken short to Morris. Back to Griffiths. Griffiths crosses it in from the left. What a ball! Oh, just over the bar there from Jake Charles. And, well, that's three corners, and three corners we've done well with, Paul.
Three different types of corner.
Free kick. McLaughlin to take it. Two men in the wall. McLaughlin crosses this ball in. Good ball in. Oh, Griffiths just got under it. 6 yards out and over the bar. Munro finds Donoghue. Good ball. Donoghue now tries to beat two Morpeth players. Keeps the ball. Gets it to McLaughlin. Cross comes in. Surely someone on a red shirt's got to meet that ball. And it beats both of the players there. I think it was Charles and Morris. And he's eventually cleared by Morpeth. Jenkins on his right foot. It's a dangerous position for FC United to defend. In it comes towards the back post area. Pat Boys goes for it, and it's a header one, and it's a lead taken by Morpeth. 1-0 down, now 2-1 up, 40 minutes on the clock. And as soon as that ball goes into the penalty area and Pat Boys commits himself to it, it just needs a flick on, and that's that flick on there. And that flick on came from Michael Turner. Will Jenkins, his last delivery resulted in a goal. Here it comes, swung in towards the near post, and it's a header one, and it's now 3-1, and once again, it's Jenkins to Turner. Blinkers chips the ball over the top as the rain starts to come down here in North Manchester, headed out of play there by Miller, and it's McLaughlin with a throw-in midway inside Morpeth's half. McLaughlin throws it down the line, good run here by Donoghue. Donoghue, can he get the better of the Morpeth defender? He can. He plays the ball back to Griffiths. Griffiths, surely. Great finish. In off the post. And SC United have got themselves a goal back. 55 minutes on the clock. And once again, Luke Griffiths, the scorer.
Well, he's leading scorer with 5 goals now. But that was really down to Donoghue, I think, and his perseverance. He was intelligent enough to get himself into the box and then square the ball across. And Griffiths lurking, as he has done a few times this season, to score. And 3-2 is a far different game than 3-1.
Hall under pressure. Hall to Donoghue. Donoghue, great pass out to McLaughlin on the right hand side. McLaughlin now to Munro, to Kane. Kane right side of the penalty, goes for goal over the bar. Goal kick
would have been spectacular.
Jenkins to take this corner from the right hand side this time for Morpeth. It's going to be an outswinger. In it comes. It's a good ball in, header one, but it's couldn't get any purchase on that header. It's sliced out towards the far side, and Kane putting the pressure on Steels. It's played back into SC United's penalty area. Oh, and Pat Boy spills it, and there's Foley, and that is going to go into the goal. Well, another mistake at the back from SC United, and well, Morpeth have capitalised and got themselves a fourth goal there. Donoghue moves in field to Kane. Kane turns. Kane finds Griffiths. Griffiths from distance. Surely he's going to go for goal. He goes for the lob. Oh, it hits the bar. Who's on the rebound? It's Donoghue. Donoghue.
Offside.
Offside. Oh, well, it was an audacious attempt from Luke Griffiths. But Donoghue was offside there on the follow-up. It's tipped over the bar anyway. Ball played by Oliver out to the right-hand side to McLaughlin. McLaughlin infield to Donoghue. Donoghue from the right crosses this ball in. It's over the head of Oliver. Cleared by Robson. Gabidon and Miller there battling away, and good stuff from Gabidon. Didn't concede the foul and got himself a corner out of it.
That was a better cross. It was a teaser of a cross, and Charles tried so hard to get on the end of it.
Corner taken quickly. Gabidon to Donoghue. Donoghue from the right hand side. Cross it into Charles. Charles with an effort on goal. But straight to Lowson. Good hands from the Morpeth goalkeeper. 4-2, the score remains. Throw it taken down the line. Header won there by Gabidon. And it's back with Morpeth. Oh, and a shot's going to come in here, surely. In it comes, down to the goalkeeper's right, and that, as soon as Johnson started moving in there along the 18-yard line unchallenged, it just opened up for him, Paul, and it was just like, go on, have a shot, and it, boys, was it getting to it? It was well placed, and on 86 minutes, it's 5-2.
It was an invitation he didn't want to turn down, and again, you know, we look at all the goals we've conceded today, and there's a common thread, isn't there? Basically, at the key moments today, FC have blinked.
Full time here at Broadhurst Park, and after last week's 4-1 win at Morpeth Town in the FA Trophy, well, Morpeth have come here with revenge in mind, and have got that revenge. A 5-2 victory here.